You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on March 8th, 2026. Welcome to episode 10 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, including the BCIHL Tournament 2026, and an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse. First up today is Slow Teeth's I with Plushie. That was Plushie from Slow Teeth's Eye. There is no microphone in front of the local mic that I'm using right now, as there's only one microphone in the CJSF On Air studio. So the sound quality might be poor. Next up is Slow Joy's A Joy So Slow. I don't think it's coming. Here is Tamo.
I wanna be the mat under your feet. I wanna be the smoke that you burn on the street. If I could have anything, you are my everything. Keep holding my breath.
I would like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. There were three events on March 2nd. First of all was a feature on Emma Conan on the SFU Athletics website as she became the first woman to break 53 seconds in the indoor 400 meters. On top of owning women's record indoor for 200 meters, I believe these are all for the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Hailing from Kelowna, BC, Emma Conan initially played hockey and actually followed her older brother into track and field, breaking a Kelowna city record and joined the Okanagan Athletics Club. While looking at different university programs, Emma Conan found out about Maria Leclerc, who set multiple records while competing for SFU for 4 years and represented Canada in the 2024 Summer Olympics. Fast forward to 2026, Emma Conan broke a GNAC record set by Maria Leclerc by 0.2 seconds as Conan charged in at 23.19 in the women's 200 meters at the Wolfpack Classic on February 6. On February 17th, Emma Conan won the women's 60 and 200 meter dashes in the 2026 GNAC Indoor Track and Field Championship as she and her teammates now prepare for the NCAA Division II Indoor Track and Field Championships in Virginia Beach on March 13th. Outside of track, Emma Conan is majoring in communications and co-owns a photo and videographic company. Heading into her third year, Emma Conan was willing to step away from track and field to focus on academics. But attending the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris and watching Maria Leclerc competing for Canada rekindled Emma Conan's passion for track. Also on... Just a minute. Also on March 2nd, the 2026 NorCal crossover all-conference team was announced, where two Red Leafs, Cassidy Affelt and Lauren Luchtigheid, made a cut. Furthermore, on March 2nd, the SFU Athletics website announced 10 Red Leafs who will compete in the 2026 NCAA Division II Swimming and Diving Championships between March 10th and 14th in Evansville, Indiana. Abby Andrews in 500, 1000, 1650 freestyle, 400 individual medley, Maddie Connell, Ryan Leslie, Lenny Perry in relays, Jessica Dragici in the 200, 400 individual medley, 500, 1650 freestyle, Kara Kennedy in the 200, 500, 1000, 1650 freestyle, Elisa Whitmore in the 50, 100 freestyle, 100 butterfly, and Delroy Vetter in the 500, 1000, 1650 freestyle. On March 3rd, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced award winners for women's basketball this season. The 2025-26 campaign, where Central Washington's Asher Kai was named the Player of the Year voted by the coaches and all-conference teams, where SFU's Rachel Lukes was named to the second team all-conference. On March 4th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced award winners for men's basketball this season, the 2025-26 campaign, where St. Martin's Caden Hasten was named as the Player of the Year voted by the coaches and all-conference teams, where two Red Leafs were named to the honorable mentions, Zach Stone and Mikhail Malubuyak. On March 5th, Sport BC held its 58th annual Athlete of the Year Awards, hosted by CBC's Scott Russell, where the province's best amateur athletes, coaches, teams, and officials were recognized for the 2025 season. There was one SFU winner, as Carlo Basso, the head coach for the Red Leafs women's soccer, won the Male Coach of the Year, leading the team to the third straight GNAC crown. On March 6th, the SFU wrestling started in the four-day... Just a minute, please. No, sorry about this. It should be the 2 day. On March 6th, the SFU Wrestling started in the 2 day NCAA Women's Wrestling Championships at Extreme Arena in Coralville, Iowa, where weight classes were in pounds, with round one starting at 8 a.m. Pacific, followed by round two starting at 2 p.m. Two Red Leafs survived day one. Liv Weber in 145 and Paige Maher in 180. Also on March 6, DSFU Women's Basketball announced the signing of Mirabelle Lebeau, a standout guard from Rock BC. From the St. Thomas More Collegiate based in Burnaby, an athlete K&E program. Mirabelle Lebeau will come to SFU after back-to-back first All-Star team honors at the 2025 and 26 BC Provincial Championships. Last year, Mirabelle Lebeau won multiple STM awards, winning the Academic Student, Athlete, and All-Around Student of the Year. In 2026, Bellabo led STM to a second-place finish and earned the Bandit Inspiring Scholarship for Leadership and Community Impact. Meanwhile, the Red Leaf softball played a doubleheader against the Western Oregon Wolves at OO Softball Field in Monmouth, Oregon. In Game 1, where the first pitch was at noon, SFU jumped to a 3-0 lead in the top of first. Western Oregon scored two in the bottom of third and tied the game in the fifth on Emma Cordero's single through the middle. The Red Leafs jumped to a 4-3 lead in the top of six on Emma Booth's double, but Emma Cordero hit a two-run double in the bottom of seventh for the Wolves, as Western Oregon walked off SFU 5-4 with a 6-5 edge in hits, and the Red Leafs made two errors to the Wolves' one. Excuse me. SFU were led by McKenna Simmons, who went 2-for-3, one run scored, Ray Bates, who went 2-for-3, one run batted in, and Ella Booth, who went 1-for-3, one run batted in. Let me take a look. Sorry. Sometimes I get the names wrong. It was McKenna Simmons. Meanwhile, Western Oregon were led by Madeline Hummel, who went 2-for-4, one run scored, one run batted in, Sydney Conklin, who went 2-for-3, and Emma Cordero, who went 2-for-3, three runs batted in. Now to Game 2, where the first pitch was at 3 p.m. Where was I? And the Wolves defeated the Red Leafs 5-2, highlighted by a 3-run rally in the bottom of third, as Western Oregon outhit SFU 12-4. The Red Leafs were led by Ella Booth, who went 2-for-3 with one run scored and one run batted in. Meanwhile, the Wolves were led by Brooklyn Schneid, who went 2-for-3, two runs batted in, Lexi Baumgartner, who went 2-for-3, one run scored, Sydney Conklin, Lauren Maurer, who went 2-for-3, one run scored each, and Hope Bodak, who went 2-for-3, one run batted in. Three events were on tap on March 8th. Just a minute, please. I think I got the dates wrong. Okay, three events were on tap on March 7th. The Red Leafs Women's Wrestling finished up in the 2026 NCAA Women's Wrestling Championships at Extreme Arena in Coralville, Iowa, where the third round of consolation matches started at 8 a.m. Pacific, and semifinals followed with the weight classes in pounds. Two SFU wrestlers competed in Day 2. In 145's Consolation Round 3, Liv Weber doubled up Zoe Haynes of Eastern University 4-2, followed by a pinfall win in the Consolation Semifinals over Alexandra Stokonicki of McKendree University at 5-0-2, and another pinfall win in the third place match over Madeline Kubicki of Presbyterian, as Liv Weber earned third in 145. In 180's Consolation Round 3, Paige Maher was defeated by Azaria Moore of Lock Haven, but recovered to blank Mia Gagens of Adrian in the 7th place match. And Paige Maher finished 7th in 180 of the 2026 NCAA Women's Wrestling Championships at Extreme Arena in Coralville, Iowa. Later on March 7th, the Red Leaf softball completed their weekend four-game set against the Western Oregon Wolves at Ool Softball Field in Monmouth, Oregon, with the first pitch on Saturday at noon. SFU jumped to a 3-1 lead in the top of third on McKenna Simmons' two-run jack off Abby Stansberry. Western Oregon closed the gap to 3-2 in the bottom of fifth on Lauren Maurer's single to the right field. And Maurer hit a two-run double in the bottom of seventh, both off Monica Bork, as the Wolves upended the Redleafs 4-3, despite SFU out-hitting Western Oregon 9-8, with the Redleafs making two errors to the Wolves 1. SFU were led by McKenna Simmons, who went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, and Lizzie Sukrib, who went 3-for-4, 1 run scored. Meanwhile, Western Oregon were led by Lauren Maurer, who went 3-for-4, 3 runs batted in, Victoria Zimmerman, who went 2-for-4, 2 runs scored, and Madeline Hummel, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored. Now to Game 2, where the first pitch was at 2:45 p.m., and the Wolves doubled up the Redleafs 6-3, highlighted by Western Oregon's 4-run rally in the bottom of second, despite getting out-hit by SFU 8-5, with the Wolves making one error to the Redleafs 0. SFU were led by McKenna Simmons, who went 2-for-4, 1 run scored, 1 run batted in, Grace McMillan, who went 2-for-4, 1 run batted in, and Lauren Luchtigheid, Cassidy Effelt, as each went 1-for-2, 1 run scored. Meanwhile, Western Oregon were led by Madeline Hummel, who went 1-for-2, 3 runs scored, 2 runs batted in, Victoria Zimmerman, who went 1-for-3, 1 run scored, and Sydney Conklin, who went 1-for-1, 3 runs batted in.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current softball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. For some reason, no conference games have been counted, even though there have been intra-conference games, as SFU played 4 games against Western Oregon this weekend, where the Wolves swept the Redleafs 4 games. Northwest Nazarene are first at 15-8. Western Washington second, 14-8. Western Oregon third, 11-10. St. Martin's fourth, 7-12. Central Washington fifth, 6-16. Montana State Billings sixth, 2-17. And Simon Fraser last, 2-20.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. The third act is Chess Smith, Clone Row. The tune is the title track. Thank you. Welcome to the second half of episode 10 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, including the BCIHL Tournament 2026, and an update on the SFU Red Leafs lacrosse. First up in the second half is the fourth band of the hour, Sky Diggers, Dreams and Second Chances, with Chase the Sun.